Okay. And come on up for the children's message. You can help me out. This is wonderful. Let's have a quick prayer. Thank you, God, for this wonderful offering and the way that we show your love through our offerings to people around the world to help cure hunger. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hi, how are you? Did you hear what Sunday of Advent this is? What is this? Sunday of? Of Advent? Yeah, it's the second Sunday of Advent. Here, I'll give you a hint. Here you go. It is the Sunday of, there you go. That's not Chinese. This is what our Jewish friends read their Bible and speak, and this is Hebrew, and this says, that's like an S, that's like an L-O-M, Shalom. 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 And Shalom is a special Hebrew word, and what does it mean in English? It means peace. This is the Sunday of peace. The second Sunday of Advent is the Sunday of peace. And so I wanted to talk about what does peace mean. When you hear the word peace, what do you think? Yeah, like a nice, calm, quiet, peaceful, like a lake or early morning. You get up, oh, yeah, and meditating, yes, peace. That's true, yeah, because some of us remember when we walked around and said, you know, peace, man. But I don't remember doing that, but some of you do, I'm sure. Yeah, well, that's one idea of peace is things are calm and smooth, and sometimes peace means either the end of conflict or that wars have ended or people are not fighting or they're not angry and maybe they've made peace with each other, and so kind of it's kind of that. But the term, too, that the Hebrews use, shalom, it also means of wholeness, completeness. And so that's a special thing. And, Yeah, like you have a complete body. Yeah, I have quite a complete body. Just a lot of, too much of a complete body. But I'm working on it. But, yeah, and so it means completeness, wholeness. And I was thinking, what in the things that we do represents wholeness? And you know what? I saw some good examples of that just yesterday. Because what did we have yesterday? They had the Christmas bazaar. And so, let's see. Here is, okay, right there. See that? Ladies at the table. Okay. That's, let's see. That's May. And also, there's a... Kay Jensen, and also there's Sandy Crome with a nice Santa hat on, and they were outside of the treasures room. And then here, let's see. Yep, that was this is the Heifer Project. Yep, and Mrs. Pempel, and also Mr. Levy, and they were helping to provide animals for people around the world so they can raise animals. And let's see, and these were the ladies at, oh, this was a special place. These were the ladies at the cookie table. And all the baked things, they had great, great baked things there. And here, let's see, these also were the ladies, and they're having fun. Don't they look like they're having fun? They're really laughing a lot. Yeah, that's a great picture. We're going to post some of these. And here, who's that? Yeah, that's Santa Claus, and he's there with a couple of ladies that were visiting, and they said they come every year to have their picture taken with Santa Claus. Santa Claus, huh. Okay, he's got a following. And these are the ladies at the toy table. And see, they're also smiling, too. There's Carolyn's there. Yep, and there you go. That's right. So, yep, they're all here today. Yep, and they're still smiling. And then... up here, Ms. Peterson, and she called them pecans, and I call them pecans. You did? Oh, those are really, really good, especially if you have the pecan pie or pecan pie. And then, of course, we had the master chefs. They were making pulled pork. They're all in their, you know, in their elf aprons and their Santa Claus aprons, and they were making pulled pork barbecue sandwiches. So it was really, really good. Well, this is a way of showing shalom, peace, of wholeness, because people were smiling. They were working together. They were helping to, you know, provide for the Women's Association, for its ministries, and helping people. And we were just having a good time showing what a church can do when we do things together. And so that is another definition of peace. A peace can be calm. And trust me, it wasn't calm yesterday. And it was wonderful, energetic. It can be calm. It also can be people that stop fighting and a lack of, you know, war, conflict. And it also can be the wholeness of being the church together. So that's a very cool thing. So, you know what? We sang a song last week. You remember the light one candle for hope? Well, we're going to do the second candle for peace. Remember how it goes? Light one candle for peace. One bright candle for peace. He brings peace to everyone. He comes. He comes. Then repeat it. Light one candle. Two candles for peace. Two candles. Light two candles for peace. He brings peace to everyone. He comes. He comes. Amen. Okay. Thank you so much. You helped to bring peace to us.